The Unfaithful Mr. Scott, Melanie Smith. Chapter 21. Eugene took Viola to the party. Anyone with a discerning eye could see that the two had just quarreled. Viola sat down on the other side with a dull face, and Eugene did not go over to coax her. Simon was close to Eugene, so he picked up his wine glass and sat down next to Eugene. He chatted casually before getting to the main topic. "Eugene, are you in a serious relationship with this girl?" Eugene's face remained calm as he asked, "What do you think?" "Just think that if you're serious about her, you should go over there and coax her. Don't make her angry." Simon glanced at Viola. She was young and wore her emotions on her sleeve. It was obvious that she felt aggrieved. Simon snorted nonchalantly. "Don't think that all girls are as easy as Melanie, who is always at your beck and call." There were two reasons why Eugene's friends did not like Melanie. They thought that Melanie was aloof and cold. She would not bother talking to anyone besides Eugene. Another reason was that Melanie obeyed Eugene to the point that she had no temper. If Eugene wanted to sleep with another woman, Melanie would gladly book a hotel room for him and personally hand over the room card to Eugene. Eugene's friends were elites who had a natural sense of superiority over others. They liked obedient women, but they did not like it when their women were so obedient to this extent. Therefore, Melanie could not fit into their circle. They did not respect her either. Simon sat there for a while before he went over to the others. As soon as Simon left, Viola went over to Eugene. Eugene looked down at her. "Are you still angry?" Viola said softly, "I'm not angry. I just couldn't help but think about your history with Melanie whenever I see her." She raised her eyes and looked at Eugene probingly. "After all, Melanie is such a capable woman. It's hard for any man not to like her." Melanie stayed at home for the whole weekend. She did not feel better until early Monday morning. She took the document she had revised for Viola to the office. As soon as she got to work, she received a job transfer notice from HR. Melanie was transferred out of the president's office. Although it was a similar position, it was actually a demotion. Everyone in the office was startled. Viola held Melanie's hand with a look of regret and said, "Melanie, I haven't learned much from you yet." "Bri." Melanie paused for a moment. She threw the document on the table and said in a dull voice, "It's true that you didn't learn anything. I redid the whole document." Viola froze when she heard this. Melanie stepped away from her and pushed the door into the president's office. Eugene was reading some documents when he heard the sound of the door opening. He calmly raised his head and looked at Melanie. Melanie said, "Give me a reason for the transfer. What did I do wrong?" Eugene looked at her with dark eyes. He was wearing a gray formal suit today, which made him look more elegant and handsome than usual. Melanie suddenly realized that Eugene had not been seen wearing black clothes for a long time. She clenched her fists and pretended to be calm. "There should be a reason for the transfer. Eugene, please tell me the truth." His fingers paused while he was flipping through the documents. Then his thin lips parted slightly before he said, "It's nothing. Viola just feels pressured when she sees you." Eugene said casually, "If you're so capable, you'll do well anywhere. Viola isn't as capable as you, and she's young." Viola was still young, so Eugene did not want to put any pressure on her. However, Eugene seemed to have forgotten that Melanie was 2 years younger than Viola when she started dating him back then. Melanie was not much older than Viola at the moment. When Melanie left the office, a group of people were helping Viola pack her things. Melanie's desk used to be in the best spot in the office. Since Melanie was gone, Viola would claim it. Melanie's things were already put into boxes and placed on the side. Chapter 22. The news that Melanie was transferred out of the president's secretary's office quickly spread within Lipco. Many people even asked her about it. Fortunately, Melanie was known as an aloof person in the company, so no one dared to talk too much. Having just started her new role, Melanie had a lot to pick up, so she did not have time to go out for lunch and made do with a simple lunch in the office cafeteria. As soon as she entered the elevator, she saw a few people from the secretary's office talking to Viola. Everyone knew what happened. Eugene demoted Melanie, which meant that Viola's position was more secure. Thus, more people wanted to please Viola. Melanie walked into the elevator calmly without changing her expression. The people inside felt embarrassed and spoke in hushed tones. Viola glanced at Melanie arrogantly and asked in a soft voice, "Melanie, are you used to working in your new role? I asked Eugene about it. He said that the department needed you more, and he'll transfer you back to the president's office later." If Melanie ignored the smugness in Viola's tone, her words were sincere enough. Melanie hummed without saying much. She did not care if Eugene would transfer her back to the president's office. Anyway, it did not matter to her where she worked. Viola thought she had won the battle, so she did not even bother to hide the smile on her face. LeapCo was a big company that had a lot of projects. Before Melanie got off work, she suddenly received a message that she was to socialize with a customer. Socializing usually meant drinking, but Melanie was still on her period. By the time she went to the venue, the customer was already there. Melanie was a natural at dealing with clients. After three glasses of wine, both parties closed the deal. Melanie was a little tipsy and found an excuse to go to the bathroom. As a result, she bumped into someone coming out of the private room next door. Steven's pleasant scent was very recognizable. Melanie raised her eyes to see Steven's shocked face. He asked Melanie, "Why are you here?" Melanie said, "I'm meeting a client." Steven could smell the alcohol on her body and frowned without saying anything. "I'm going to the bathroom." After that, Melanie walked around him. She inadvertently looked through the ajar door behind Steven and saw Eugene sitting there leisurely. Melanie did not see Viola, so she did not know if Viola was there. No wonder Steven asked her why she was here. Steven probably thought that she was here to pick up Eugene, as she had always done previously. She looked away, nodded to Steven, and left. After Steven finished making a phone call outside, he returned to the private room and heard someone yelling, "Eugene, how could you leave so soon?" Eugene raised his eyes from his phone and looked calm. "She's working overtime, so I'll just send her some dinner and be right back. Will you be able to come back?" Simon whistled, obviously teasing him. Simon also asked, "Steven, do you think that Eugene will be able to come back here after he has returned to his beloved princess?" Steven looked at Eugene thoughtfully. For some reason, he suddenly thought of Melanie's slender back just now. He frowned and called out to Eugene, who shot a glance at him. Steven paused and said, "I just saw Melanie in the private room next door." At the mention of Melanie, the private room became silent. Eugene did not say anything. Instead, Simon sneered. "Why are you mentioning irrelevant people?" Melanie finally closed the deal. After sending the customer away, she sat in the private room for a while before going out. She was drunk and a little dizzy. As soon as she walked out of the private room, she stumbled a little. She only staggered two steps before someone held her firmly. Melanie was stunned for a moment. Then she slowly raised her head. Claim bonus for free every day. Chapter 23. Steven frowned. He held Melanie's elbows with both hands and asked in a deep voice, "Are you okay?" Melanie pursed her lips and said nothing. She took a moment to react. She stood up slowly and took two steps back. Her voice sounded a little tired. "Oh, it's you, sorry. I didn't notice you just now. I'm Mel." Steven stopped her. Melanie looked at him. She was tipsy, so her lips were bright red, and her eyes were a little dazed. Stephen's eyes flickered slightly. He took off his coat and handed it to her. "I'll take you back." When Melanie followed Stephen out, Simon and a few others were waiting outside. When Simon saw Stephen, he said, "Let's go to GT. Hunter said there's a hottie working there recently." Before he could finish speaking, Simon saw Melanie frowning behind Stephen. He immediately stopped talking. Stephen said frankly, "I'm taking Mel home. You guys go ahead." Melanie was tall and thin. She looked like a bamboo standing next to Stephen. Simon snorted, picked up his phone, took a photo of the couple, and sent it to the group. Some of his friends nearby were curious as to what Simon was doing, so Simon said nonchalantly, "Don't you think that Melanie is so unfeminine? No man will want her."
Tsk, tsk.
No wonder Eugene would rather send dinner to Viola. Melanie only saw the photo posted to the group chat the next day. Several people joked about.
Want it?
Melanie did not care. She wanted to send a message to a customer, but she accidentally clicked on the group chat and saw the message. Just as she was about to exit the group chat, she noticed a message from Viola that read, "Melanie and Mr. York look like a good match." Simon replied to that message. "You and Eugene look like a better couple." Melanie's eyes lingered on this message for a while. She then exited the group chat and went to the president's office with a document. Melanie was going on a business trip in the afternoon and had a document that needed Eugene's signature. Before she reached the president's office, Viola stopped her. Viola sat at Melanie's old desk and said with a sweet smile, "Melanie, what's the matter?"
"I'm looking for Eugene."
Viola said calmly, "Eugene is currently on a conference call.
He's not free."
Melanie looked at her with cold eyes, showing no emotion. She said, "I need his signature." Viola frowned in distress. "But Melanie, this is the secretary's office rule.
Did you forget it?"
Melanie held the document. "When will the meeting end?"
"Maybe in 10 minutes.
Viola added, "Why don't you go back first?
I'll let you know when he's free."
Melanie had nothing to say, so she nodded and prepared to leave. However, Viola suddenly called out to her.
"Melanie."
She pointed to Eugene's office door and reminded Melanie softly. "Eugene is the president of LEAPCO. It would be more appropriate for you to call him Mr. Scott in the future. Otherwise people will think that our company isn't formal enough." Viola's smile was flawless. The concern in her eyes was also genuine. However, Melanie felt as if someone had drenched her heart in ice. She felt cold to the core. Melanie went back to her desk and sat there the whole afternoon, but she did not receive a call from Viola. After work, Eugene came over and knocked on Melanie's desk. "Why haven't you gone to Gisenberg yet?" Melanie raised her eyes to look at him, handed over the document on the table, and pursed her lips. "I was waiting for your signature." Eugene frowned, so Melanie added, "Viola said that I can't disturb you, so she asked me to wait." Chapter 24. "So what are you trying to say?" Eugene looked at Melanie with dark eyes and tapped his fingers on the table. Eugene rarely called her name. He said, "Melanie, don't shirk your responsibilities." Melanie was stunned. "I'm shirking my responsibilities." Eugene's expression did not change, and he did not say a word. Melanie lowered her eyes for a moment and slowly looked up. She wanted to say something when Viola came over. Viola carried a tote bag and walked straight to Eugene to pull his sleeve. "Let's go." After saying this, Viola greeted Melanie with a smile, as if she had just seen her. Melanie did not say anything. Viola blinked and suddenly remembered something. "Melanie, I asked Julie to inform you this afternoon when Eugene finished his meeting. Why didn't you come over?" Julie was an old employee of LEAPCO who liked to make things difficult for Melanie when Melanie first joined the company. Thus, everyone in LEAPCO knew that Melanie and Julie did not get along.
Viola's intentions were clear when she asked Julie to inform Melanie. No wonder Eugene said that Melanie was shirking her responsibilities. Melanie looked at Eugene silently for a moment. Then she handed over a pen. EU. She paused slightly and changed her address. Mr. Scott, please sign this. Eugene glanced at her, sneered, and took the pen to sign the document. Viola blinked and looked at Melanie with a bright smile. She pulled Eugene out of the office, but Melanie could still hear her sharp and sweet voice. Eugene, can we check out this new restaurant? Eugene was really gentle and attentive when he wanted to be. Melanie looked away and thought about how Eugene was never so gentle toward her. It was already 10 p.m. when Melanie arrived in Gisenberg, the neighboring city. Melanie went straight to the hotel to rest and met with the client the next day. When the customer saw that Melanie came alone, he looked unhappy. Where is Mr. Scott? This customer was an old partner of Liebko. Eugene had brought Melanie to meet with him. Before. He was very determined and insisted on seeing Eugene in person. Melanie explained several times, but it was useless. Thus, she had no choice but to call Eugene. This time, Eugene did not make things difficult for her. He booked a flight ticket and came over that afternoon. Melanie went to the airport to pick him up, but she did not see Viola. She asked Eugene, "Why didn't you bring her with you?" After all, almost everyone in the company knew how much Eugene treasured Viola. Melanie thought that he would bring Viola with him. She has other things to do and can't get away. Eugene's answer was brief. He had long legs, so he walked quickly in big strides. Melanie had some difficulty keeping up with her high heels. Melanie said, "Then I'll ask Mr. Walker to book a room for you." "No need." There was no emotion in Eugene's voice as he added, "I'll just stay in your room. Don't bother." Eugene did not like to trouble others, so Melanie did not say anything else. In the past, Eugene would share a room with Melanie when they went on business trips. The people accompanying them were already used to it. As soon as Melanie returned to the room, Eugene went to the bathroom to wash up. That was when Melanie received a call from Stephen. His voice was gentle and soothing, which made Melanie smile. Stephen asked Melanie if she wanted to have lunch with him tomorrow. However, before Melanie could answer, the bathroom door opened. There were a few drops of water on Eugene's shirt, and he had unbuttoned the top few buttons of his shirt, revealing his chest. Eugene looked at Melanie and said in a cold voice, "Bring me a towel. I want to take a bath." His voice was quite loud, and the room was quiet, so Stephen heard him. Stephen hesitated and asked Melanie, "Are you with Eugene?" Chapter 25. Melanie looked back at Eugene, who had a cold expression on his face. Eugene took off his wet shirt and threw it on the ground. Then he looked at Melanie and raised his eyebrows. It was clear to Melanie what he wanted. Melanie pursed her lips, turned around, and whispered to Stephen, "Yeah. I'm on a business trip." After she finished speaking, she hung up and did not mention anything about Eugene. Eugene looked at her and asked, "Stephen? Yeah. Since when did you two become so close?" Melanie went to the cabinet and took out a bath towel. She said absent-mindedly, "We've always been close." Eugene looked away and said nothing. Melanie's business suite had a large bed and a small sofa outside the bedroom. Melanie thought that Eugene would sleep on the sofa after taking a shower. She did not expect that he would come into the bedroom topless. His hair was wet, and there were still some water droplets on his collarbone. The water slid down his skin and finally disappeared under his Adonis belt. Eugene sat by the bed, threw a towel at Melanie, and ordered, "Dry my hair." Melanie was going through a document when she heard this. Soon after, she took the towel and knelt next to Eugene. She had wiped Eugene's hair dry many times before. Back then, she was worried that Eugene would have a headache if he slept with wet hair, so she took the initiative to dry his hair for him. At first, Eugene refused, but after some time, he conceded. However, that was a long time ago. Melanie could not remember when Eugene stopped letting her dry his hair. After sex at her place, Eugene would always leave with his hair wet. Melanie took a towel and dried his hair carefully. At that moment, Eugene's phone beeped. Melanie was nearby and saw that it was a message from Viola. Eugene also saw it. He picked up his phone and stood up without realizing that Melanie was still kneeling next to him. The moment he got up, the towel fell. Melanie also lost her balance and fell onto the bed. Eugene walked to the balcony and stopped, turning back to Melanie with a frown. "You should go out first." Melanie saw that he was about to call Viola. She put away her things, took the documents, and went to the living room, closing the door. Behind her, Eugene talked for a long time on the phone, and Melanie could vaguely hear his deep voice outside the balcony. He sounded happy and gentle. After Melanie finished reviewing the document, Eugene still did not open the door. Thus, Melanie had no choice but to knock on the door. The door opened quickly, and Eugene looked down at her. "What do you want?" Melanie calmly pointed to the bed behind him and said, "That's my bed." Eugene looked in the direction of the big bed and lowered his eyes. He stepped aside and said with a smile, "Come in." Melanie did not know what Eugene meant by that. It was her room. She went into the bedroom, lifted the quilt, and climbed into bed. The next second, she felt the bed sinking next to her, where Eugene lay down. Melanie did not move much in her sleep. Eugene was lying on his side. He stretched out his hand and stopped right above Melanie's eyes. Melanie's eyelashes were long and dense. Her eyes were shut, but she could feel Eugene's movements. She pursed her lips and breathed lightly out of habit. The only time she and Eugene slept in the same bed was when they had S3X. Chapter 26. The next second, Eugene withdrew his hand. When the shadow over Melanie's eyes disappeared, she frowned slightly. Eugene said playfully, "Did you think I wanted to have sex with you?" Melanie's eyelashes fluttered. She took a deep breath and opened her eyes. She asked Eugene, "Then what do you want to do?" There was only a small night light turned on, so the room was dim. Eugene's expression was unreadable, but his voice was cold as he said, "Sleep. This is my room." Melanie said calmly, "You can book a separate room. It's too troublesome." Melanie paused slightly, turned over, and closed her eyes. She was a light sleeper. Any noise would wake her up. In the middle of the night, Eugene's phone suddenly rang, piercing the silence in the room. Melanie woke up with a frown. She opened her eyes and saw Eugene answering the phone. They were on the same bed, so she could hear Viola's cry over the phone. "Eugene, where are you? Can you come to the Paramount Hospital? My father was in a car accident. He's being treated there now. I'm so scared." Melanie looked at Eugene, who frowned and said in a deep voice, "I'll be right there." As soon as he hung up his phone, Eugene rubbed his temples and stood up. While getting dressed, he told Melanie, "Book me a flight back to Jepton." Melanie pursed her lips and did not move. After a moment, she said, "The contract needs to be signed tomorrow." This contract was very important to Lipko. She raised her eyes and said, "You can transfer money to her first, then go back after finalizing the contract." Eugene paused while putting on his clothes and looked at her with narrowed eyes. "Melanie, I don't want to repeat myself." He was obviously angry at her. Melanie grabbed the quilt and suddenly asked, "Eugene, you're not just playing with her, right?" Melanie had never seen Eugene care so much about anyone. She had never dared to disturb Eugene in the middle of the night. Eugene had a bad temper, especially when his sleep was disturbed. Eugene's eyes were dark, and his tone was determined. When have I said that I was just playing with her? That was true. It was just Melanie's presumption that Viola was similar to the other women whom Eugene dated. Melanie thought that Eugene would get bored of Viola within a month. After Eugene left, Melanie could not sleep. She made a cup of tea, thinking about what Eugene had just said. Melanie, you bore me. Stop making assumptions about me and Viola. Melanie was only 18 years old when she started dating Eugene. Back then, she was no different from Viola. She also loved to laugh and act coquettishly around Eugene. However, Eugene had never pampered Melanie so much. He would not complete the unfinished work for her, nor would he fire employees who bullied her just to stand up for her. He would only tell her that he did not like to keep useless people around him. Melanie held the railing, puzzled. She wondered if she was useless to Eugene now. 1. The client was upset when he did not see Eugene the next day. He scolded Melanie for more than an hour before he signed the contract. It was already 5 p.m. when Melanie returned to Jepton. Melanie parked her car at the airport, got off the plane, and went straight to Paramount Hospital. There was a nursing home attached to the Paramount Hospital, where Melanie's grandfather lived. Melanie's grandfather raised her because her parents were divorced and had their own families. She rarely had time to meet her grandfather. Melanie's grandfather was not in good health. He had been living in a nursing home ever since he got into a car accident. The nursing home and Paramount Hospital shared the same parking lot. Melanie had just parked her car and opened the car door when she saw Viola and Eugene getting out of the car in front of her. Melanie paused. She was so focused on parking her car that she did not notice Eugene's car nearby. Viola looked quite haggard with obvious dark circles on her face. She was stunned to see Melanie. After a while, she reluctantly smiled and looked up at Eugene. Did Melanie come here to see my dad too? Chapter 27. Eugene did not even look at Melanie. He took the bag from Viola's hand and said in a cold voice, "I don't know. Let's go upstairs first." Eugene left Gisenberg in the middle of the night, ignoring Melanie's suggestion. He was still angry at her. Viola nodded tiredly and said, "Melanie, my father just got out of surgery this morning and is still in the ICU, so he can't take visitors." Melanie looked at the couple, lowered her eyes, and explained, "I'm actually going to the nursing home." Viola realized that she had made the wrong assumption and smiled awkwardly. "Oh, sorry. No worries." Melanie walked past them and headed straight for the nursing home. After taking a few steps, she heard Viola complaining to Eugene. "That was so embarrassing. Why didn't you tell me?" Eugene whispered something to Viola that Melanie could not hear. She just saw them carrying their things into the hospital. Melanie would usually visit the nursing home every month, but she had not visited for the past 2 months because she was too busy. Melanie's grandfather was a retired teacher. When Melanie went over, her grandfather was reading a newspaper under a big tree. Seeing her, Albert took off his reading glasses and said with a smile, "You're here." Melanie handed him the snacks that she bought. "I bought your favorite cookies when I passed by Tori's earlier. Mel, I can't believe you remember." Albert was old and friendly. He looked at Melanie for a while and suddenly asked, "Where's Eugene? Is he busy again?" Back when Melanie had a good relationship with Eugene, Eugene would occasionally accompany her to the nursing home to visit Albert. Thus, Albert had always thought that Eugene was Melanie's boyfriend. Later, when Eugene no longer showed up, Albert would habitually ask about him. As usual, Melanie said, "He's too busy with work and doesn't have spare time." Melanie had used this excuse many times, and Albert believed it. Young people should be busy with work. Albert sighed. "It's better than being idle like me." "You're not idle. The dean told me that you were helping some teachers from nearby primary schools mark homework." Melanie squatted down in front of him and consoled him. She stayed in the nursing home for more than 2 hours. When she returned to the parking lot, she saw that Eugene's car was still parked there. She wondered if Eugene still remembered that he had once accompanied her to the nursing home behind Paramount Hospital. The news of Viola's father's car accident quickly spread throughout the company. Viola had been a wreck these days, and no one dared to mess with her. Melanie. An intern from the secretary's office called out to her timidly. Melanie looked up and saw the intern holding a document. She had a hesitant expression. Melanie paused and asked, "What's wrong?" "There's something wrong with this document. The format and data are all incorrect." The intern added in an apprehensive tone, "Viola gave this to me." Melanie understood what the intern meant. Everyone in the company knew that Viola was Eugene's girlfriend, so no one dared to trouble her. Melanie took the document and said, "I'll go find her." The intern left with relief. Melanie took the document to the president's office. She did not beat around the bush when she put the document on Viola's desk and said, "The data and format of this document are incorrect. Please take the time to modify it." As soon as Melanie said this, Viola's eyes immediately turned red, and tears started to stream down her face. Viola acted as if Melanie had done something to her. Act fast, free bonus time is running. Chapter 28. What are you doing? Before Melanie could speak, Eugene's cold voice came from behind. Melanie frowned. "I came here to ask her to modify a document." "You want her to modify a document?" Eugene asked in a mocking tone as he stared at Melanie coldly. Melanie quickly understood what he meant by that. Eugene had probably misunderstood Melanie, thinking that she was bossing Viola around like before. Melanie paused before she said, "Viola did this document." Before she finished her sentence, Viola grabbed Eugene's sleeve and said in a hoarse and low voice, "Eugene, it's not Melanie's fault. I've just been too distracted because of my father's health lately. That's why I didn't do it well." Melanie opened her mouth, but she did not say a word. She looked at Eugene, waiting for him to speak. "Viola is going through a lot lately. If you have any problems, just deal with them by yourself." Finally, Eugene led Viola into the office. Melanie stood there for a while before leaving with the document. In the afternoon, news spread in the company that Eugene reprimanded Melanie because she found fault with Viola. When Melanie went to the bathroom, she overheard others gossiping about her. They said that she had deliberately bullied Viola. According to the rumors, Viola was just a pitiful and well-behaved intern, and Eugene was a considerate and gentle boss. Melanie was the shameless and vile woman in the story. They discussed everything as if they had witnessed the scene. Melanie pushed open the bathroom door, washed her hands, and left without any expression. The people who were gossiping looked at each other in embarrassment. Back at her desk, the intern from this morning stood in front of her timidly. "Melanie, Mr. Foster is urging for that document." She was referring to the document in which Viola made errors. Melanie paused and raised her eyes. "I'll give it to Mr. Foster later. You can get off work first." The intern left the office with gratitude, while Melanie sat alone in the empty office. Before she could finish revising the document, her phone rang. The nurse at the nursing home anxiously called her, saying that her grandfather was hit by a car on the way back from school. The nurse asked Melanie to go to Paramount Hospital. Melanie hurriedly put the work aside and rushed out. As soon as she got out of the elevator, she met Viola and Eugene. Viola's eyes were no longer red, but they were still watery. Viola was whispering to Eugene. Melanie glanced at them and left in a hurry. Viola refused to let Melanie leave like that. She let go of Eugene's hand and blocked Melanie's path. She said sincerely, "Melanie, I'd like to apologize. I was too emotional this morning and got you in trouble. I heard the rumors going around the company." Viola bit her lip and looked like she was prepared to take full responsibility. I will explain it to them. Melanie was in a hurry, so she nodded and said, whatever. After that, Melanie wanted to leave, but Viola reached out to hold her back. Melanie, let me treat you to dinner. There's no need for that. Melanie was anxious, so she did not bother being polite. Viola was slightly stunned. She held onto Melanie tightly and looked aggrieved. Melanie, do you hate me? Melanie looked down at her phone impatiently. When she used a little force to pull her arm back from Viola's grip, Viola sobbed. Chapter 29. Melanie paused slightly and frowned. She subconsciously looked at Eugene, who was not far away. Then she pursed her lips and said, I'm in a hurry and don't have time to eat with you. Viola bit her lip and said nothing. She sniffed and stood up slowly, walking to Eugene's side as if she had been bullied. Eugene glanced at Melanie coldly and lowered his head to check on Viola's hand. His voice was low and gentle as he asked Viola, are you hurt? Viola shook her head and said, I'm fine. Let's go, Eugene. We promised my dad that we'd bring him some chicken soup today. After she finished speaking, she held Eugene's hand and left. She deliberately averted her eyes when passing by Melanie. Eugene let Viola lead the way. He purposely slowed his pace to suit hers. Melanie's grandfather was not seriously injured. An electric bike bumped into him when he was on the way back from school. He had injured his ankle and just needed a few days of rest. Melanie was worried, so she insisted on admitting him to the hospital. After she retrieved her grandfather's medical report and went to pay the bill, she happened to meet Eugene at the elevator. Eugene was there alone, holding a thermos. Seeing Melanie, he lowered his eyes and asked, "Why are you here?" Melanie paused slightly. She pressed the elevator button and replied, "My family is in the hospital." She always spoke with little emotion. Eugene sneered and looked at Melanie with irritation. Melanie, you're not that boring lately. Melanie did not understand what he meant by that and frowned. Eugene raised his eyebrows and said sarcastically, you have family here, huh? Eugene knew about Melanie's family background. Her parents were divorced. Neither lived in Jepton. Only her grandfather lived in the nursing home behind Paramount Hospital. Eugene narrowed his eyes slightly and said coldly, try to find a more credible excuse next time. One. Melanie froze and asked Eugene, why would I need an excuse? Eugene. Viola trotted over. When she saw Melanie, she was stunned for a moment. She quickly stepped forward to take the thermos from Eugene and said, Eugene, my father wants to talk to you. Let's go to the ward. Eugene nodded and raised his eyes to look at Melanie. He asked dully, shall I visit your family? Later. He emphasized the word family in a sarcastic tone. Melanie clenched her fist while holding the medical report and said, no need. Viola frowned and looked at Melanie. She asked hesitantly, Melanie, is your family in the hospital? Yeah. Melanie continued, I need to complete the registration. That's from the orthopedics department. Viola added, I hope your family member gets well soon. Melanie paused and said, thanks. Viola looked at Eugene, who lowered his eyelashes, seemingly in thought. Viola continued to chat with Melanie with a smile and asked, can I ask what happened? I've been staying in the hospital recently, so I know some things quite well. My grandfather was hit by a bike. It's nothing serious. After Melanie finished speaking, the elevator arrived. 1. As soon as the elevator doors opened, a large crowd of people came out. Melanie went straight to the first floor. The next day at the office, people were talking about her behind her back again. Since her grandfather's injury was not serious, Melanie could work with peace of mind when she returned to the office. She still had some finishing touches to complete the document from yesterday. After she finished revising it in the morning, she called the intern over and asked her to hand it over to Mr. Foster. When the intern came over, she stared at Melanie for a long time. Melanie put her work aside and asked the intern, "Is there something on my face?" The intern bowed her head in apology and left in a hurry. Chapter 30. Melanie did not think that anything was wrong at first. It was not until she received weird glares that she realized that something was wrong. Since she was used to doing her own thing, she did not care much about it. When she went to the HR department in the afternoon, she happened to meet Julie. Julie and Melanie had never gotten along with each other. Julie cast a sidelong glance at Melanie, then smiled and said to another colleague, "This is the first time I've heard of someone mimicking a car accident just to get Mr. Scott's attention. How shameless." Melanie paused slightly, raised her eyes, and looked straight at Julie. Julie was fearless. She took her things and raised her chin before she left. The other colleague looked at Melanie awkwardly. Melanie asked bluntly, "What's the rumor going around this time?" Melanie was not stupid. She guessed from Julie's attitude and words that it had something to do with her presence at the hospital last night. In fact, her guess was right. Early in the morning, a rumor that Melanie wanted to fight for Eugene's attention by imitating Viola spread in the company. The colleague briefly explained the situation. Melanie also caught the disgust in her eyes. After that, Melanie thought about it and went to Eugene. When she went to the president's office, Viola was holding a box of dessert with a sweet smile on her face. The colleagues around Viola were all cheerful. As soon as Melanie entered, everyone stopped smiling. Viola was the first to react. She asked, "Melanie, do you need something?" Melanie glanced at her and kept walking. "I'm looking for Eugene." Melanie's voice was cold, so Viola did not stop her. Julie sneered from the side. "Look at her. She still thinks that she has power around here." Viola tried her best to hide her smile. "Julie, don't say that. Melanie has always had a special relationship with Eugene." When Melanie opened the door and entered Eugene's office, he was not busy. "My grandpa sprained his ankle when he was hit by an electric bike on his way back to the nursing home." Melanie said it all in one go with an expressionless face. Eugene raised his eyes. "So? Will you visit him? He asks about you often." Melanie said it calmly. Only her clenched fists showed how nervous she was. Eugene looked at her and said nothing for a long time. Melanie took a deep breath and added, "You don't have to go." "Why should I go?" Eugene looked at her. "Give me a reason." Melanie's heart sank. She could not find a reason why Eugene had to visit her grandfather. After all, Eugene was her boss, not her boyfriend. Even if they used to be intimate, they were just fuck buddies. That was not a good enough reason for Eugene to visit her grandfather. Moreover, they were no longer sleeping together. Eugene had not slept with Melanie for a long time after he made things official with Viola. Melanie lowered her eyelashes. Her voice was a little hoarse as she said, "I'm sorry. I expected too much." Eugene looked at her with emotionless, dark eyes. He repeated, "Give me a reason, and I'll consider it."